Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Jen, just a reminder, up for grabs, Taylor Swift tickets all week long.
Oh, yeah, for Trump, Tui. She'll be at First Energy Stadium July 17th.
636 wins, 87 losses. We will play that in 20 minutes. But, you know, if you listen to the show at any point in time or at any length, you know, the Word of Morning show that covers Cleveland. What's going on in Cleveland? We're highlighting it. We're talking about it. That's what we do. Matt Waldeck is a producer, actually owns a production company, one of the owners of the production company Zodiac Features. Local guy working on the Helen Hunt movie, I See You.
Matt, this is so cool. We've been hearing, Helen Hunt's at the Rock Hall. Helen Hunt's filming a movie in Lakewood. Helen Hunt, Helen Hunt, Helen Hunt. And it's all because of you, right?
That's myself and about 50 other people, but yeah.
Well, see, we just want to give you all the credit. What's going on? You're filming a movie, right? It's called I See You.
Yeah. My company, Zodiac Features, that I started with my business partner and college classmate, Ben Hecht. We set out on producing this thing about 2.5 years ago, and yeah, we're on day, I think, 14 now.
I love it. That's great. And we wanted to talk to you, I mean, not only because this is being shot in parts of Cleveland and the suburbs, but you're originally from here and you went to high school in the area as well, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's correct. I graduated from St. Ignatius in 02, and I do live here permanently now. I started my company here after being in L.A. for about 11 years. Cleveland is the place, and we thought it was a good idea to set up shop here.
So when we watch the movie, is the movie set in Cleveland, or you're just using it as a backdrop for another city?
It's Anytown, USA. It's actually the fictitious town that it's set in. It's called Edgecliff. Edgecliff is a combination of exteriors of, Main Street, Sugar Falls, and sort of the Edgewater neighborhood in Lakewood.
I'm always so curious. So who chooses where? How do you find where to shoot the film?
Yeah, we do have location managers that are, work really hard to scout the various locations. In this case, because I am from here and, I do know the area so well, I was able to put forward many of those locations, prior to our official preparation for the film. Places that I really just kind of love growing up, Quarry Rock Park and the Metro Parks, in between Sugar Falls and Solon is a good spot. And then we found a great, great house, in Lakewood that's right on the lake and was really important for me as a Clevelander to, film Cleveland in a way that I think hasn't quite been shot yet. It's been used as a surrogate for New York City a lot of times, but nobody's really featured sort of the whole spectrum of, the beautiful natural, the sort of water and metro parks, and then sort of contrasting that with the industrial valley and everything like that. So it's really rich production value for us and good for me as a producer.
So you see a house you like, what do you do? Just go knock on their door and be like, hey, can we buy your house for a couple weeks? Or is it an empty house or what? I mean, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the process was essentially, just looking at houses on Zillow and then reaching out to those agents taking photographs, sending those to my director in London, sending dimensions of the room so we can make sure that we're going to get all the shots that we need in order to make the movie look great. Try to make a deal, essentially.
So when will we see the movie I See You? When does it come out?
Yeah, so we're going to be done in about a week or so, filming principal photography. The entire film has been shot in Cleveland. We're going to hope to, get accepted to the Sundance Film Festival, so that would be a world premiere in January 2019. If we were to get in, if not, then I think there's a very good chance we could be able to show it at the Cleveland Film Festival, and ultimately our theater. We were hoping for a wide theatrical release that would be later in 2019.